Sellers says he was attracted to George Crumb's score as he realized that the situation of the United States today mirrors that during the Civil War 150 years ago.
The kind of virulence and anger and fury of one part of the country towards another part of the country is bitter. And the same loneliness, bitterness, sourness that these songs reflect from the Civil War period, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, but also the songs of longing, Shenandoah. You know, these were American songs from a time when the country was torn apart. And they reflect the kind of emotional intensity of the divide and also the longing to come together.
George Crumb first set these songs in 2004. He remembered hearing Dawn Upshaw perform one of them years before. He decided to incorporate her interpretation into his music.
Dawn Upshaw performed some folk songs, including When Johnny Comes Marching Home. And she repeated the first verse in a kind of funereal way, you know, very sad, like the words were there, you know, the people will shout and whatever the words are there. The girls will applaud and all that. And yet she gave it an ironic twist.
In the new Peter Sellers staging, Upshaw sings Winds of Destiny, including that song about a soldier returning home after the war. She says it is one of the most astonishing moments in the song cycle.
There's fear and there's danger. And there's... even anger in the singer, because the singer yells at the ends of many phrases. At the end of the, when Johnny comes marching, Johnny comes marching, Johnny comes marching home. That's a really extreme and serious moment in the whole piece, one of several, but because it is taking this tune that we all kind of know from our past as being filled with a fair amount of pride or something, but it kind of turns on itself in this painful introspection.
Sellers has created a character and a narrative out of the original song cycle. A female U.S. soldier is returning home from the war in Afghanistan.
The intensity with which women return and the harrowing experiences both on the battlefield, things they've been asked to do that they cannot live with the rest of their lives, in addition to things that have happened to them that still can't be talked about or acknowledged. It's very, very intense.
Pianist Gilbert Kalish and the Redfish Bluefish Percussion Quartet accompany Upshaw on stage, and all the performers are dressed in camouflage. Kalish says that Sellers' direction is subtle.
And he's very clever. He knows I'm not an actor. And so he has me doing very simple things, slow walking and going over to Dawn, the soldier, and in some very quiet way trying to comfort her. I say nothing. I almost do nothing. The music is so powerful, and what he asked us to do was so connected to the music that it felt right. It felt as if I was really involved in this drama.
The drama of war and its aftermath were very much a part of George Crumb's initial inspiration, but there's also reverence for the songs themselves. George Crumb calls Shenandoah one of the most beautiful folk songs of any country. Sellers says its poetry and ambiguity allow the audience to make its own interpretation.
The song is so haunting, and it resonates on so many levels. It remains poetic. I hope what we're making is the same, that it's extremely evocative and at the same time poetic and open, and every audience member puts their own images there and their own experiences, and it stimulates, you know, your own imagination.
Peter Sellers' staging of George Crumb's Winds of Destiny was co-commissioned by Ojai Music Festival and Cal Performances in Berkeley. The world premiere of this production was at Ojai Music Festival in Southern California. For VOA News, I'm Gail Wine in New York.